Discussions on the IMF bailout by government continue to dominate the airwaves. A member of the government communication team, Sam George, has been explaining government's position on the IMF bailout. He said a drop in revenue, energy crisis, over-reliance on import and other crises has compelled government to seek IMF intervention. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, Mr. George said the bailout would create policy credibility in the short term.
Going to sit with the IMF and our development partners to have a discussion is basically, as the President has succinctly put it, to create a certain level of policy credibility and show up confidence in the economy in the short term. If you look at commentary that has made the rounds on international media about the Ghanaian economy, nobody doubts the fundamentals of this economy, that they are strong and that the fundamentals look very good. And that's why our medium to long term prospects, everybody talks about them being strong and bright. But then the issues are with our short term. Where we stand now, we've decided to go to the IMF, basically five major reasons. The first of which is a drop in government revenue in terms of forex, which is occasioned by the drop in the prices of gold and cocoa. The second reason being the fact that we are facing what you call a grant famine from our development partners, where our development partners have failed to meet their obligations and their pledges to us. The third is as a result of the energy crisis, which we did face, and we are coming out of it relatively. We're in a better position now than we were at the beginning of the year. And with the signing of the MCA, $498 million grant, we can actually project that our energy situation will be better. But the energy crisis clearly created a shortfall in production. With a shortfall in production in the country comes a reduction in government's revenue.
A financial analyst, Sydney Kisley-Hayford, was of the view that a bailout is not enough to overcome the current economic challenges in the country.
It doesn't matter what you call what we are in, whether you want to call it a bailout, whether you want to say they are temporary challenges, or whether you want to say that the fundamentals for the medium to long term are strong and there is hope. All that doesn't matter, because at the moment we need to fix what we are in. And what we are in is that we are not making enough revenue to be able to carry our expenses. That's a simple analysis of where we are. Our income streams from taxes, royalties, import tariffs, duties, mineral rights, etc., etc., just are not enough to be able to manage the expenses.
You heard financial analyst Sydney Kisley-Hayford on the IMF bailouts being sought by government.